tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
What's up, Wisconsin? It is election day, finally. My goodness, I am so elated and scared out of my freaking mind that we are finally here. It's great to be with each and every one of you here at Civic Media. We've got special Election Day coverage basically all evening long. You don't need to go anywhere. You can just hang here with us. Certainly no exception today on the Maggie Dawn Show. We got a packed lineup for you all. You're not going to want to miss a single bit of it. We're going to start out with a good friend of mine and yours. Hang on one second. I'm going to tell you who that is in a second when I bring that guest on. We're going to be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate in the 8th CD, one of those new in-play congressional districts here in the state of Wisconsin, along with Peter Barker, who will also be joining us on this show. I'm going to be joined also by County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson a little bit later on. Again, so critically important to hear from our local elected leaders. They've got their pulse on what is turning out the vote, especially here in Milwaukee and Dane counties. We're going to also be joined by Melinda Brennan, Executive Director of the ACLU of Wisconsin. And, of course, it's going to be Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. And I couldn't finish out this election cycle without a little Joe Walsh, folks. That former Illinois congressman used to be a Tea Party guy. He's all over his support for Kamala Harris. But right now, my great pleasure to bring you all my good friend, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. David, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Great to have you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Maggie. Big day today.
It is a huge day today. I am so excited that you had some time to join us. What's the feeling out there? I know you were at, I believe you were at Governor Waltz's rally yesterday evening. What was that like? What's your vibe check on the excitement level of voters here in Milwaukee County?
Well, the excitement level is completely off the charts. I mean, not only when you think about the rally from last night, but think about Sunday having former President Barack Obama here, and then having, you know, the concert that they had at Wisconsin State Fair on Friday. And then I've had the opportunity to help launch a few different canvases today all throughout the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. And enthusiasm is up. There are volunteers knocking on doors all over our community. But you're also seeing, you know, some lines in some few of our polling locations, which means that people are showing up. And so I think it's extremely important that we tell folks that not only make sure that you get out, make a plan, and go vote on today, but don't leave that line. You know, the fact that
right.
We have people out there voting every single day, all day today, is a good thing. And that's why I'm inspired and energized and fired up and ready to go, as some would say. But I think at the end of the day, we just need to make sure that everybody within the state of Wisconsin let their voices be heard so we can elect our new president, Kamala Harris.
It seems to me, David, that each day the pundits talk about a different demographic group being the demographic group to carry the day. We have talked about the white suburban woman who broke for Donald Trump in both of the prior elections. That's where I place a lot of the responsibility for 2016. We talk about black men voting and how critical that is. The engagement of older conservative women who have become 65 or are in that 65 and older group who may be very appalled by the outcome of the Dobbs decision. We talk about young voters, right? We talk about every single group of people and, of course, black women who have been saving America since its inception. David, when you think about these different demographic groups, is there an issue that comes to the top of your mind that is really cutting across all that demography that really is energizing voters, especially voters who are deciding today whether or not, one, they're going to vote and who they're voting for?
You know, I think the single issue, you know, that cuts across all demographics, quite frankly, is democracy and freedom. You know, our democracy gives us the ability to cast our vote, let our voices be heard, and elect, you know, individuals who's going to represent us. And what I mean by not just represent us, because there are individuals, even when you lose an election, that still represent you, right? But we don't have that in this election. We have Kamala Harris, who we know is going to continue to be a president, be a representative of everyone and everybody in this country. While we have Donald Trump, who's only going to continue to focus on himself, who doesn't care about anybody who's around him, and who's never really been a team player because it's always been about I for him, himself. And so democracy is on the ballot. But when we think about our freedoms, you know, our freedoms to be able to choose who you want to love, the freedom to be able to make decisions about your own body, the freedoms to be able to read whatever book you decide to read, all of those things are on the ballot. And so these aren't concepts of plans. He has a plan, and that plan is Project 2025. Let's be very clear about that. But again, Kamala, our Madam Vice President, our MVP, you know, she wants to make sure that she can make things better for working class families. She wants to cut taxes. She wants to make housing affordable. And she wants, you know, individuals who rely on prescription drugs in order for them to do their day-to-day activities every single day, that those costs are lowered consistently. And so we have a true champion in Kamala. And that's why we need to make sure that we get out and vote.
I'm going to have to put a footnote down every time I use the phrase MVP going forward here, David, because I'm going to steal that from you. Madam Vice President, our MVP here on the ballot today. One of the things that really has struck me in these closing days is just the enormous difference in tone from these candidates. And, you know, the campaign has summed it up, I think, pretty adeptly when they say it's Kamala Harris's to-do list versus Donald Trump's enemies list. Do you think voters are taking note of this dark imagery versus the hope, optimism, let's move on, let's turn the page, we're not going back, big tent messaging coming from the vice president?
You know, she's actually giving us something to actually vote for. I think that for so long, you know, people were saying, well, I'm against this, I'm against this, I'm against this. And it's great that, you know, we can galvanize and be against something. But if you really want to see the energy and galvanize and bring people together and see what they can do with and be energized, you want to bring hope and optimism. You know, hope and optimism is what this country was built on. And when I think about, you know, the opportunities that my three girls are going to be able to have, I can't base that off of fear, because the things that that my girls are going to have access to, the technology and changing and the fact that, you know, we are a bigger melting pot than we have ever been before. When you think about our diversity as a country, you know, we have to give them something to look forward to. And the reason why Donald Trump keeps talking about going back is because he wants to go back, you know, before his felony convictions. He wants to go back because he knows that there are things that he has done that he has to answer for. And he wants to go back so he can change the results. And so if you think that he's going to just, you know, do things and keep things away from, particularly how he's been attacking LGBTQ plus community and making it seem as if we should be against them, well, who else is going to be next on that list, right? And so if he thinks that he can continue to attack certain different types of groups, he's going to continue to do that in order to keep himself in power. And as long as he continues to focus on division, that's what's going to make us weaker as a country. So let's focus on what Kamala Harris is telling us, bringing this country together, because she understands that Republicans are not our enemy as Democrats. We have to work together. We have to find compromise. But there's only one true enemy when it comes down to our democracy, and that is Donald Trump.
So powerful. Folks, that is Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, frequent guest here on the Maggie Dawn Show, who I am eternally grateful for. Where are you watching the results this evening? You don't have to describe specifically, Mr. County Executive. Don't want to create any security issues. But where are you watching? Are there any bellwether counties, say, here in the state of Wisconsin or in Pennsylvania, Nevada, that you're looking for? Are you staying up all night? Or are you heading out? Do you have a cutoff time? In other words, what is your plan this evening for the results? I know you'll be watching civic media.
I will be watching everything, right? And you know, as soon as 7 o'clock hits, right, then I'm paying attention to what's happening on the East Coast. But as soon as, you know, our polls close. I'm going to be paying attention to everything that is happening within Wisconsin. I'm going to be, you know, visiting some of our local candidates who have ran for state assembly and going to some of those events. But I do plan on going to the Milwaukee County Democratic Party's watch party that they're going to be having this evening. And you can go and learn about that by visiting their website. But I think at the end of the day, you know, what, no matter what party you're going to, no matter how you're going to be watching these results come in, don't do it without casting your ballot. So make sure that all the listeners, all those who are out there, make sure you vote. And if you've already voted, thank you. But make sure we bring somebody else who hasn't cast that ballot to the polls.
Again, that is Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. David, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm here, of course, with Civic Media in our headquarters in downtown Madison, just footsteps from the state capitol. So I'm not going to be there in Milwaukee tonight. You know the respect and love that I have for all of my fellow former public servants and candidates. Please give everyone my best. Thank them for their work. And big hugs to everybody. I hope it's a good night for the Milwaukee County Democratic Party. Have a good time at the watch event. Thanks so much for your time, David.
Thank you. And you have a good evening as well.
Good to talk to you, sir. Folks, again, that was Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I worked for that man for a number of years. We have been through it all. David had just been elected county executive back in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic. He took over the reins. I believe he was officially sworn in early June. It may have been even May. So really at the front end of the pandemic. And then, of course, we went into a presidential election cycle. One of the most significant, perhaps until this election cycle, in modern American history. David, as a brand new county executive, was faced with incredible challenges, not just COVID, but also the murder of George Floyd and the protests that occurred that summer. And then, of course, the recount that was requested by the Trump campaign. David was an example of extraordinary leadership in those moments. We can only hope for similar extraordinary leadership from our country's chief executive. We'll be back with more here on The Maggie Dawn Show in Civic Media's special election coverage. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
And we say, yeah, she can. 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 And he say,